Right, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the bronze matchup at the Assembly Winter Finals or Winter Assembly Finals.
Yeah, the three maps will be Well, Granary, and Badlands.
Yep, they will. This match is going live. It is CP Well first. Thank God they're doing it first, because I'd never be able to stand doing this after what's going to happen on, say, Granary, for example. We do have Power Gaming in the red, TCM in the blue. Nothing really dodgy going on at the moment. Two scouts, a soldier, a heavy weapons guy, a medic, and a demo for each team. They're both deciding to meet head on at the moment. A few stickies being fired over. And here we go. The initial stickies getting quite a big hit on the heavy weapons guy. Both teams have popped their Uber. Scouts are one scout on the point. No one's really got positional advantage at the moment. The heavy weapons guy for power, though, is up on the point, but he's getting a lot of spam over by the demo man. They are still on the point. It does look like TCM might have to fall out in here, but no, they managed to take down Moose, the heavy weapons guy, on the point. And looks like they're cleaning up the rest of them here. Indeed, TCM are capturing this. They did manage to save their medic. And their demo man actually, so they've got a really good chance of being able to hold this next capture point. TCM with a slight Uber advantage here. And yeah, bad manners at LAN. No, it doesn't happen at LAN. At LAN, everyone's sweetheart. It's online that everyone turns into little asses of fire. Okay, it does look like TCM are ready to push in, maybe. Come on, commit to it. If you're going in, go in. You've got your players there. Don't bother taking a bit of splash damage before you go in. Nope, they're deciding maybe are they going to go up top? There are stickies on the wall in two places up there. Soldiers peeking in, trying to get a pick on a scout. Manages to take down Moose, but in exchange, Springer gets taken down actually by Moose. That's going to set their push back by quite a lot.
He walked into what you said. If you're gonna go, you just go. You don't just sit there and take more damage. Wow.
I did see I was following the scout. So, oh, did he basically get hit by a ton of spam, like walking
They
through the
went
door
back
then?
in the other side lower. They walked in the right, and then you said they didn't come in, and then just walked in the same area and just got shot with two rockets to the face.
Nice. Well, that mistake's nearly cost them the middle. In fact, it will have cost them the middle. This one soldier isn't gonna. Oh, maybe, maybe. They're still focusing down this, but quite a lot of the players are under there. They need to finish the cap, and that's exactly what Vax is doing right now. And another scout is already pushing on to try and chase down well, Skinny for the time being. Skinny retreating with the medic. They have managed to keep Springer alive just there. Kainos on 90%, Uber Springer only on 52%. They might be able to walk through this in a minute. They've got their Uber. They only have a soldier and one scout on their side, the other scout just on the other side. They might just try and secure the upper before they come in. But there are stickies up there. Takes down Moose. Now, oh my god, he's had to Uber in with one of the scouts, Walters. He's trying to get that medic down, actually. He's going for the demo man. So they're leaving TCM with the Uber advantage for the time being. They still haven't got it. Maybe if they can get the time on the point before they get it, but TCM, no, they've got it now, Ubering in, they're going to block this. The medic of Kainola is trying to run, but he's being deathmatched by a scout at the moment who's going to get him by the looks of it. No, great save there. Oh, but he goes down in the end anyway. Coins jumped him, and it does look like this is going to be a bit of a back-and-forth game as well.
Nah, TCM will be easily taking this middle point and still have a nice Uber advantage to push on to the next and probably cap that easily as well.
Oh, Moose! Moose tries to flank the medic but fails with a rocket.
He's not quite a Darn then. Oh, they just lost a scout as well. Good 30% Uber advantage here. 30 plus percent, that is. They have got their demo alive still, though, so they are going to at least force this Uber out. But they've already got the position. They haven't used the Uber. And they're not going to use the Uber at this rate. Still 80% Uber, only for power at the moment. They finally popped it. Now, Power, this is going to work in Power's favor, at least for the time being, providing they can hold off this. Kind of finding himself in a bit of a bad position. He has to Uber back. Just checking to see if any TCM are coming in the other direction. No one is. There is one scout hanging around the second area. One scout pushing away onto last. He gets taken down. That was Skinny. Demo Man now coming in. He's going to get taken down as well by Overextended just a little bit there, trying to do a little too much. And the thing is, I don't think they're going to be able to push any players out because they have got at least one soldier. They've got Haunter upstairs on the third floor. They might try and send a scout out to harass, but yeah, it is too late. They've swapped a player up for a heavy, one of their scouts up for a heavy. That is going to restrict them from being able to push out quite a lot more. But then again, it is quite a large distance to travel when you do die pushing into this last to get back and hold the fourth point. Fake Uber charge there from Power. Could be faking that it's Kritzkrieg, but they're not doing anything with it. What they could be doing, I wouldn't recommend it though, is to push out a tiny bit through the doors as though you've got Kritzkrieg, and you never know, the enemy team might just fall out the point and, I don't know, you might scare them a little bit. Or just make them think that you have crits. And that might mean they'll Uber earlier, and then it turns out it's actually Uber. Anyway, TCM, where are you pushing in? Looks like you're going up top. Soldiers now hiding behind the window. There's a lot of Demo Man spam over there. They're not actually committing to this push, though. They're just getting a bit of spam in, seeing if they can deal some damage. A nice sticky from Bite. Took a bit off of Bash, but that's soon been healed up. Now Bite's taking a lot of damage, going to half health. They still haven't committed to it. Oh, Haunter went in there. I wonder if they're going to wait for the respawn or if they're actually going to push in. It does look like since TCM went a soldier down, one of the soldiers who I can't quite see the name of, I'm just going to guess that it's Moose there. Just figured he could be a bit more adventurous. Yes, and Xerox is boring. He's not a boring person, I don't mean that. I just mean he's sitting there covering his team. It was very valuable, but yes, it is boring. I'm not saying he's wrong or anything. Okay, are they going to commit to this push this time?
Haunter going in as spy.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He's probably going to take down the heavy. Oh, he's been seeing it in the demo. Yeah. Lol. I guess we should just take on our approach of the last match where we just sort of had the discussion about Will again.
Yeah, I think so.
This is sort of stalemate again. I mean, both teams have Uber. Both teams have a sort of similar setup with Power, more defensive setup in the way that they have switched the scout for a soldier.
Well, the defense is fine, but they're going to really suffer when they need to push out.
No, they're not going to be quick enough.
I mean, if they lose that one scout, which is, you know, it's quite likely, scouts get eaten by spam on this map. And, you know, lose a soldier, maybe a demo or something, you're not going to stand a chance to push out. Two scouts alive, you got a better chance. But TCM really aren't committing to this push. They're sending players out in, then they're sending players out, and it's almost like they're happy to settle with a 0-0 draw here. But I mean, in 6 weeks' time...
Walter takes down the med.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there we go. That opens up some way for Power to push in.
But now it's heavy versus heavy on last, and it looks like they might cap this. Oh. A heavy and a scout.
Back cap.
Managed to, a back cap from a heavy. He got the... But, good play there. And, 1-0 in favor of TCM. So, any changes? TCM have lost the heavy. They are opting for a two scout setup, Power going sticking with their stacked heavy classes. No one has run a sniper as of yet. I'm surprised.
No, that's the question I'm getting from a couple people. Why is there no sniper right now? Like, is.
point for free, basically, and still have Uber, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. They did just win a position war. Well, okay, it wasn't a position war. They didn't bully them out of the point. They got the kills they needed to get, and there was no way for TCM to put any pressure on them, but they may as well have suicided a player to try and force that Uber out, because at least then they'd be in the same position they are now, only Power wouldn't have their Uber.
No, they still have Uber. Still. They gave away second point as well.
Springer's gonna get it on the... Oh.
No, this is gonna be close for Springer.
He'll get it.
Drop on the point.
There
Uber
we go.
Up. Oh, oof.
But there's only those two, and it's a heavy on the point where he
can
get flanked.
This will
like...
be... Why do you have any power going up top?
They shouldn't hold this, but he's killed one of the scouts. And to be honest, he's got a nice angle on them. It's quite a wide angle.
Yeah, none of power is going up top
and
either.
And the respawn demo.
Very nice work by Hunter and Demo.
Yeah, very well played.
That was really cool to watch.
The thing is that he didn't sit on the point. He got the wide angle, which basically it moved him far away from the scout scattergun, so they couldn't just strafe around the corner and get, like, 80 damage shots on him. They were only getting, sort of, you know, 30 damage shots on him while he was being healed, and every hit that Haunter got, or even every second that Haunter was still alive for, it was working in their favor. Like, the two scouts, as soon as the respawns came in, that was it was over.
I thought it was weird that none of the power players moved up top, yeah. I mean, they were all three of them were basically behind the point in this one angle for the heavy. You could just see them all three in one screen. They should have dispersed a little bit. Oh well, I guess we're having another push with both teams running a sniper. TCM and Walters being deadly combo. Both of them.
Yeah, two solid snipers here, but I mean, he's got a heavy and a lot of spam getting. I mean, Xerox, he's got the better position, but he's not overhealed at the moment. So,
many TCM players being low now. Look at the. If you look at the Source TV multiplayer spectator mode or so, you can see that. Yeah, well, never mind.
Medic's down.
Medic's down. It's all over. They're just going to push him right now.
Assuming they have a good push.
Yeah. But, I mean, they've still got that heavy, still going to absorb spam. I mean, he's made a mistake there by jumping down onto the point, but at least he's reasonably open, and that Demoman's wasted a lot of stickies on him.
The medic just capping it easily, while the rest of the players draw the fire.
Pretty much. Well, at least it's 1-1, you know, they've both had a chance. Power more efficient with their final pushes than TCM, but TCM seems to, I mean, can't rule them out at all. What's kind of funny for me is the scoreline. Like, we were saying Xerox is boring, and, you know, he's playing the defensive role, you know, holding the positions, but then he's the top, well, equal top scorer on his team. And, I mean, he hasn't got that many, he hasn't played sniper for that long, so, I mean, he's obviously doing a really good job as a cleanup scout, which is, that's kind of the American way, really. You know, get your heavies to deal the damage, and then scouts come in and clean up. European way seems to be the other way around.
Definitely anyway, agree with that.
Power is getting the positional advantage.
They have got the position advantage, yeah. The fact that heavy is causing so many problems, it's just they can't get inside of the point, and with that demo still alive, you know, it's causing problems. I mean, Xerox did just get round the back and clean up, well, and kill Kynel as well, which is pretty much their only saving grace in this, but Springer's down as well. It's basically Walters and Xerox playing the identical game, just on
by a different
train team.
From down below, scheme being fucked by a heavy. Oh. Well, by his own sticky.
The thing is, they've already capped most of the point, but damn, Ark sucks. Thank you. Yeah, they'd already capped most of the point, so I mean, even if Byte would have had to kill all of them, the reinforcements would have got there anyway. But it does look like we are with power on middle, and they are holding inside, I mean TCM, not they, I should be a bit more specific, holding inside their point two at the moment, seeing if they can get a bit of yard ground here. They're not running a sniper anymore, both teams aren't running a sniper.
TCM Demoman, again with the heavy.
Bash is looking out the window as though he's got a sticky trap set up. And the TCM team, like, they kind of walked down, went, there might be stickies, and looked up on the lights above. They were looking everywhere for them until Bash actually just started firing stickies and detting them. They realized that they'd just been, fooled.
Tricked.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know if that was intentional, or if Bash just stood there baiting a few rockets or something, saying, yeah, look, fire at me, I'll just move.
Hey, but is it me, or did Power at the start of this round had a heavy, and TCM had two soldiers, or am I being wrong?
I think that Power did have a heavy, yeah. I'm not sure about TCM not having it. Yeah, TCM didn't have a heavy. They have swapped it. And to be honest, I mean, with the two soldiers on pushing this fourth point, it does mean you can get a lot of mobility, you can jump
up
to the third level.
Heavy needs to run. All of them.
Power falling very far out of the point.
TCM is really playing defensive now. Power coming back in. Bite being really low.
Heavy was beautifully focused fired there. They still haven't actually made any ground inside the point though, they've just got the heavy down.
Scouts yeah, now they're gonna be overrun.
They're doing it very slowly and steadily here. The fact is that Power has somehow developed a good 25% Uber advantage or so. And compared to TCM haven't been building it. It might be partly because, one, they had a heavy, so they only had one soldier who was mostly up on the third level. And two, because they pocket with the demo man a lot, so they weren't building the Uber, while our Power were. And, well, I think that's probably cost them this round here.
I also don't know what's up with coins. I'm not just talking about the point difference he has, but I just saw him trying to kill a scout up top while he had a buff, and it didn't really go down that well.
Well, you've got to take into account LAN pressure. I mean, for example, I go to a LAN, if anything's wrong in my setup, like if my chair is...
Change lower.
Yeah, like a couple of inches lower, or my arms are not at the right angle is the more important thing, not how high I'm sitting. Or the monitor's 2 inches bigger, or the refresh rate is slightly different, then I am off of my game. It takes me quite a long time to adapt to it. And also, when you've got the LAN pressure, I mean, the fact that you can look at other people's screens, that on its own is a disadvantage for me, because I spend so much concentrating on what other people are doing that I'm not kind of thinking so much. Anyway, both teams running a heavy. Demo man goes down early for TCM. That's bite, of course. However, Power getting the positional advantage yet again. They're trying to fight heavy versus heavy. Manages to take it down. Horner doing a brilliant job here. He got quite a lot of help, though, from his teammates. The medic of Kino is falling back with the two scouts. But somehow, Haunter, he didn't die from all that focus fire. I think it might have been because he was on the ramp and quite a lot of the shots were missing and just hitting, going below the ramp and stuff, but I'm not entirely sure how he won that. Either way, it does look like TCM's turn to make a push into this fourth point. This is a very, it's not a one-sided game, to say the least. It is very, very close. There's still 11 minutes left in this matchup, and they are taking this fourth fourth capture point.
It's a fast, well mapped, especially, like, there's 20 minutes gone, but it's gone back and forth so many times. It's been good for Will this day, sort of. I didn't mind watching
the fourth point. The fourth capture point, though, has been a complete non-factor in this, though. There hasn't been a successful hold of that fourth capture point at all.
Yeah, they always give it away for free.
It's been all about middle and last in this game. Now, TCM doing a bit of I would say a better job, actually, because they've got that height advantage. Power realized they need to stay on the point. They've baited a soldier down there, but he was the only one there. They've got a scout. They should have probably baited the scout down onto the point. I was still going to depend on if Xerox can clear up, which he can, but somehow manages to capture the point. It worked for them. And if it works, I can't criticize it. Fifth round.
No changes.
No changes.
Now we see both teams using a heavy at start.
Well, after the success that Haunter had in the last mid-fight, I'm not surprised that he's still running heavy.
I was just surprised why they didn't use it the whole match, but I haven't seen a sniper on both teams use the mid, only on last point, so...
And he took down Springer with that snipe as well. Surprising he's not going back to it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Maybe they should stick Coins as heavy, and stick Haunter as a soldier, keep him there, since Coins isn't having the best game. Heavy gets hit by a pipe, he's lost his overheal, Uber has been triggered. Hasn't been triggered for TCM yet, there we go, now it's popped. TCM this time getting a bit more of the position advantage, but they're split up here. The Medic and Heavy has managed to get up onto the ramp, but it's actually reasonably even. That soldier of Sniffs, though, is going to be causing a lot of problems. That has resulted in Haunter's death there. He got a couple of point-blank rockets on him, weakening him just enough so that Moose could walk up the ramp and win a one-on-one Heavy fight, pretty much. Bites, the only survivor, I do believe. I know there's more alive, but I think they've just respawned.
Shirok's
anyway.
Going sniper.
Trying to get a pick. Well, when the other team's got an advantage, sniper's obviously a key class. All you need is one click and you could completely swing the tide of the game. Where he's going to snipe from, I don't know, but I did see him earlier against Stingers.
Yeah, from the balcony. He's going to be sneaky.
Well, I mean, I find it quite uncomfortable to snipe in this point, but earlier he was sniping really well from the forward resupply. But I have no idea where he's gone.
Wow,
to.
See,
low.
Shot
the hell?
On Sniffs. And this is from up top.
Heavy,
I don't know,
low. There we go.
I don't know how he can get kills from those angles, because they're ridiculously bad positions he's in.
Yeah, but he just has an aim.
He does. It's amazing. I can't snipe from there. I need to be a good distance away from them. I need to be on level ground in order to get those kind of kills. And he gets kills from three floors above, shooting a ridiculous...
He won the round, well, the point, really.
Yeah, pretty much. Clutch. It's a clutch class, after all. Like, you know, as I said, what you can get one pick on someone instantly, and it can change the entire swing of it. Especially a team like Power. Power's one of those teams where if they've got all six alive making a push against all six, then they're masters of it. But as soon as you start to take people out of the equation, they haven't really got answers for it. But yeah, Xerox definitely able to turn that one around. And considering the score's 2-2, I just need to check. I think one of my keys is stuck. Yeah, it is 2-2. And they didn't have middle. Oh, Xerox gets taken down by Bash.
Coins Heavy apparently crashed. Middle. This is going to be a takedown. Springer, run, mate, run.
That's such a shame. It's another crash. We haven't had a one of these best of threes without a crash yet. Xerox is probably going to get out to the door in time. In fact, they've already pushed in. This is spelling a lot of trouble here for TCM.
Why can't they just pause?
They probably will.
No, because they need to be allowed by Power.
Interesting.
I might have to say my quote again and being called a racist by Leon, but the Finns are showing up some behavior. That's not really, well.
Yeah, see, everyone else has, paused in the middle of the round, and Power have decided that they're going to play exactly by the rulebook rather than just... I mean, fair enough, this is money they're talking about, because the person who comes fourth, I don't think, gets anything.
And that's basically what you're after.
Oh, yeah.
It is money, indeed, and maybe they have a certain... rewards if they get a certain place by their team or whatever. There's always
still
a reason behind some actions.
Well, the thing is that, as far as I know, that is the standard rules, that you don't have to pause it originally. But I have more respect for a team who says, well, look, we don't want to win this unfairly, so let's just do the pause. I mean, not necessarily at the end of the round. You can do a pause, you know, when things are settled. Like a few, just before they made the push into this point, things were settled. They could have paused it then. Fair enough, if they were already in the middle of pushing three, you don't have to pause it then. You know, why are you going to let them mess up your push because someone crashed, kind of thing? Either way, they are trying to hold on as best they can without any soldiers. They are going to be pushed all the way back to their last. I mean, they're probably fuming at this, which is bad enough, because when you start,
they're still
rage,
doing great, by the way.
Yeah, they're
they need
not
doing
energy
bad. At last.
Yeah, they have no soldiers players. As well, which is going to be a problem, because if someone gets up on above the capture point, what are they going to have to get up there? You know, they're going to have to rely on their scouts, who are probably about to die. Like, so...
I already know the exact scenario of what's going down right now at the land. Like, X-Men standing behind Byte and Xerox, giving them a little massage in between, tapping them on the shoulder. There you go, man, there you go.
Yeah, probably...
It's going to be a great atmosphere, and I hope they manage to keep up 5v6 as now they are pausing, I guess.
See, that's fair enough. Like, one thing is that I think he was doing a bit of bad manner by saying, like, yeah, come on, fair play before all, as though, you know, they have to pause, and that's not the case. In other words, Power should be able to say, look, we're pausing and we're the ones doing the nice thing. It shouldn't be by demand of what TCM want. But at the same time, it should be paused when things are reasonably safe. Right now, things are not reasonably safe. Look at Bash and look at Byte. Like, yeah. They are in a stare-off right now. The second that's unpaused, someone's getting hit by something.
My guess is that because this is 90 seconds behind, they have just won the round, Power. And that's why they're pausing.
Ah, I see.
So, it's paused in a 3-2 situation, and then coins can enter.
Ah, well, thanks for spoiling it. So, it actually pauses it according to server time. It doesn't
no,
pause
that's,
it according
that's
to
just
the source
what
TV
I,
delay.
That's just what I think.
Well, it might be. Put it this way, if they win the round within... Actually, they've got a minute and a half, haven't they, to win it. So we'll time it. Let's say a minute and 20 seconds. If they win the round within a minute and 20 seconds, then you are right, and we've just all learnt something new. The Source TV isn't paused at the exact time when it was paused on the server. It's paused live, but there's still a delay in the actual Source TV feed.
Yeah, that's the way it goes down.
The sad thing is that I imagine that the very second it is unpaused, Power are going to push anyway, like before Coins has even joined.
Yeah, because this is being paused from 90 seconds from now, so they've already pushed in, captured the point, the round is over, now they've paused, and when the unpause goes down, we see how it all goes down and how Power is most likely going to take the round.
Hmm. Well, we think they won the push. They might have failed the push and then said, right, now you can pause it.
Yeah, that's probably likely as well.
We're live.
It's on pause. Here we go. Demoman already down, both teams triggered the Uber.
Skaz covering up top, looks
Power
like a defense
not
for now.
Getting behind.
I think you might be wrong here.
I hope I'm wrong, because it would be great to see TCM defending against Power 5v6.
Dude, I think it did actually pause it at the time when the server paused it then.
There should be another vague moment somewhere
soon.
Yeah,
they've probably got another 30 seconds, which would decide that.
And somebody joins.
Well, put it this way, you wouldn't unpause it until Coins is, you know, sending client info. And so then it would take him 5 seconds to get in the server, and the fact that he's still not in the server might mean that, yes, it isn't Paw's, like, Paw's life. So Power might very well win this push, like, now. Apparently there's only 2 minutes time left.
Yeah, there you see.
Yep, it was correct. So then coins should join right, like, very, very
quickly. You
see
a very laggy moment now. And then coins just joined. There we have coins.
Yep. Correct.
You are a smart boy, X-Fan.
Oh my god, I smoke weed and I can't still be smart. What is going on?
Well, it is 3-2. 1 minute 58 seconds left, unless X-Fan's got something to tell us otherwise, like the pause doesn't do the... Oh, Springer crashed. Are you kidding?
Lol. We're skinny as well. I see skinny inch. Oh no. He's just.
Oh. Dude, they've lost their Uber then.
Wow. This is over.
Well, they've at least forced the Uber out. So.
40 seconds to build. Some... You'll have 40 seconds to get a point.
Yeah, but they have to capture 3 points.
And Power's also building again.
Oh, we still have the second map, so this will be over with a close 3-2. It's sad to see that coins dropped, and in the end, Springer as well. But I think Renry is up next, and maybe we have Badlands as a decider.
That does suck, and to be honest, our community is never going to hear the end of that. Because TCM were over at their fourth kind of thing. When they dropped and Power got them back to their second, like...
Oh, this will have... Pause. This will have some forum posts, definitely.
I mean, if it was an online league, no one would care, but the fact that it's a LAN, you know, people have invested money to go out there and play and join in with the competition, and then only to find that, you know, due to something which is beyond their control... like one of the tournament PCs crashing. It's not even like their own PC, so you can't say that's your own fault. A tournament PC has crashed, which has, well, it could have, and probably did, cost them the round, well, the map, which, you know, could cost them the game. It's a simple way to put it. I mean, that could have very well been a tied game. And, I mean, if it was your own computer that crashed, then you can kind of blame the person. You could say, well, you build computers like a noob. Like, you know, it's your own fault.
And there is still a dodgy call, seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But when it's a tournament PC, you know, you're at LAN, you know it's nothing to do. There's been crashes all day, and every single time it's crashed, there's been an almost instant pause. Yes, those crashes have had some effect on the game. Like, you know, it's... there's no point in saying, oh, the other crashes did nothing. They might have cost rounds, but not as significant as that. You know, they might have cost capture points rather than rounds. That one pretty much cost the entire round. Because as soon as they dropped a player, they moved back thinking that they'd get a pause. And then when they realized that Power were pushing them, it was like, well, okay, we have to move back again. And then by then, you know, they'd lost a lot of players and they had no chance of defending. So yeah, it is a bit... ironic, to be honest. And yeah, it's ironic that a Div 1 team's making gentleman rules for unlocks but doesn't pause when asked.
Yeah, that's weird. But give me some projections on what we're going to see on Granary then.
Right. Now, if this was just a straight up yo-yo tech team with, not with Byte as demo, but just say with Numlocked or even Josh or someone like that, or Himsey, or... Well, anyone other than Byte, basically, any demo in the world, then you would see a very aggressive team versus a very organized team. And TCM, of course, being the aggressive one. However, Byte is the most ridiculously... pussy of a demo man. He'll run in the middle, fire a few stickies, and then he'll run off and get reloaded while everyone else on his team takes hits. And if he's weak, he'll get absorb a lot of the medic's attention. Now, I find the key to beating TCM is if you lay the hurt down on Byte at the start, he absorbs all of the medic's attention because he screams at the medic to heal him, and you can then kill all of the rest of the players. And then I'm sorry, but Bite's good, but when it's a medic and a demo man versus, say, four or five players, he's not that good. But, okay, it does look like we're going live, obviously.
Yeah, we've just gone live.
Standard classes for everyone. Both teams coming onto middle. But the thing is that the X factor in this is obviously how Xerox and Skinny play compared
Power
to...
demo is going up top right now, while Bite's doing the standard setup. And Power going right in general.
Yeah, their soldiers are pretty raped here. Both of them took massive falling damage. I did manage to get down coins and see Bite's right in that back corner with the medic, already falling out. And I think he's made a call to get out of there. He didn't actually assess the situation very well. He just noticed that there was him and a soldier behind the crates and he left. He might have been able to have stayed in there because he wasn't really under any pressure. Great stickies by Bite somehow. I didn't even see where they were placed, but managing to take down one of the soldiers. And they've given up the yard. There's just the demo man and medic might get isolated a little bit here, trying to get a few stickies off. Yeah, they're still peeking the yard a little bit. Actually got some nice hits off on Bash there. They are pushing counter Uber inside the yard, or should I say outside the yard. And they're chasing down the isolated players. A soldier goes down, one of the scouts was really weak. Actually, I just saw Xerox jump out of the drop down, land in front of about five players, didn't fire a single shot, just ran for his life. That was pretty funny. Now, are they going to push into three? They probably shouldn't. Not with that demo man there, getting a lot of spam over on the soldiers. I need to reload my HUD so I can actually see the damage.
Now, is this what you've been seeing all day on Granary? The team defending middle just wait for the other team to push, since they don't have to?
Much.
Well, you have to consider both these teams are pretty equally skilled. I would consider TCM really maybe a little bit on top, but it hasn't showed yet.
Well, you can play Textbook, and Textbook is saying that you never push from 2 to 3 unless you've got a massive advantage. But you can also play Momentum, which is a case of if you've just taken back your point and they're retreating, you can carry on the push and just try and use that momentum to intimidate your opponents and maybe get some free ground.
Moose trigger TCM's Uber. They're going to be able to push back out soon. Here they come.
They've already lost a soldier. If they lose their demo, it's almost game. I'm just trying to find out where Bite's stickies are. I can't see them at all. There's a couple on the door. They've lost both of their soldiers. Oh, nice. A brilliant grenade over on the medic. Forced the Uber out, but in turn he goes down. He was way too far forward to run away. Those soldiers
Springer
came in really quickly.
Running for his life now.
Yeah, I don't 40%. Know what he's saying up there. See, now, this is funny. If this was an American team, like let's say if Power was American, they'd just all go in right now. Because for a couple seconds there, TCM was just on their heels being like, okay, let's get this Uber. And like, if you have people flying at you, like it just falls apart. And obviously, Power's going to wait for the Uber now.
Basically, that five-second gap, you can do it. And that's the whole momentum pushes. Like, it's, okay, just keep on pushing. So what if most of you die? Like, say if at least your medic escapes, you're going to get really quick respawns. They won't have all of their players. I mean, half of them hadn't even spawned yet. So you would have got the respawn and held your point. But there was also a good chance you'd actually cap the last point.
I don't get why TCM just didn't push in right now. I guess they were waiting on Xerox to get a sniper kill like this, but they had 40% Uber advantage. They might have worked something with it. But now,
it's risky.
Yeah, now Power is Ubered in on the right side on last, and he still has Uber.
Instead of leaving his demo, he opted for a bad pop. He pretty much gave TCM 0.2.
Yeah, he should have. I mean,
I hope TCM is not waiting now.
This is still kind of risky. I mean, TCM should be pushing now. If they had used their Uber now, it would have been a free Uber. Like, Power wouldn't have had an advantage even if he didn't kill the medic. Like, as soon as they pop theirs, you can pop yours for free.
But what are you still waiting for?
Well, that's what I don't get. I mean, I know it's risky, and you need to know where everyone is, and you need to get set up so that you've got the flanks covered and that kind of stuff. But this Look, 70%. If they push it out, which they are,
it's way too late now.
Power
yeah.
are going to get out if their medic even survives.
They're going to get in garage.
They're going to instantly take back two, unless that medic goes down, which is very close to going. Final half HP. Got the Uber. They're going to come back in. Steamroll this point in
this
a second.
This is silly.
It was way too late there. They haven't even used their Uber, and they've cleaned up four of the six players. Five of the six players. Medic there. They've got an Uber. They've used it for comedy value, nothing more. Times 50 on the last point, and it's 1-0 to power due to some sloppy play from TCM.
That was really weird, because at the other push that Power did on last, right before, they lost three players and TCM still at Uber. If they just push in, right at the moment Power ran out of Uber, they could have raped them probably and took second point easily. They waited and waited and gave Power another Uber, and here we are with 1-0 for Power, and back on the middle point.
Yep, exactly the same strategies implied by both teams. This time, however, the Power soldiers did not go flying up in the air and took a lot of full damage. Coin still went down. The poor guy's trying his best to get up on that crate and stop the two soldiers from jumping, but there's two of them, so he's really struggling, and he really needs some support up there. However, it's three apiece at the moment. Same classes for both teams. Uber's been popped for Power earlier than it was for TCM. They are more Uber and a lot more. One soldier's isolated. He actually gets taken down by trying to rocket jump away. But he did get shot, in all fairness. Like, he probably only had a little bit of health. But then again, that's what the equalizer's for. But you can't use it because it's vanilla. So yeah, screw your no unlocks. Rule. Anyway, it does look like TCM obviously taking middle here, seeing if they can get yard for free. Power not wanting to give him it. They've got the demoman sticky in that fake Uber, which is completely unbelievable from Power. They might, however, think it's crits. Their medic did back off quite far away. They must know it's fake, because if it was crits, Power would have pushed already. I mean, why would you sit there fake, like, well, not fake, but shout your Uber charge and then that's it? Now they'll realize that they've been completely screwed out of that, and it was a fake. They're still all gathered in there. They need to just go for this. They're just leaving themselves open to taking spam here. If you're going to go, go. One soldier's already broken through. Coins has got the right idea, but he's coming up to two scouts, and he's isolated on his own because his team's barely got through. And Horns is now trying to chase that scout into the garage. Uber still haven't been triggered for both teams. In fact, it looks like Byte is completely on his own. He had Skinny and Xerox coming in to help him out outside of the point. They've got a flank on here, but I'm worried that they're a little bit too separated at the moment. Byte's just spamming inside the point. Their two soldiers and the medic are on the point. They've popped their Uber. Power, no doubt, will go in any second now just to make sure they block that cap. And here they go. They've popped it. Start chasing. They've got their demo man. That demo's probably going to jump, get over onto that medic. Medic takes one big hit, scout will clean him up if the demo doesn't manage to get him. And that's a lot of players down. Now all they've got to worry about is the back cap, but they need those two scouts on middle. Start getting time on the middle, and it should be there.
Xerox, here it comes.
Xerox,
oh shit,
now,
hold middle.
I think they might be able to get a block. I think they... Oh, nice Moose. Moose got in. Moose got in time. I think it was actually kind of lucky that they didn't have people to get to middle, because they would have suicided players to get that block on. And with Moose coming and taking down Xerox, and they would have found themselves getting absolutely owned here. Especially if they'd, say, sent their demo man and a soldier to go block middle just for the back cap. So TCM holding their yard. Power have their Uber. Byte's a bit isolated. He's going to get taken down for sure. He overextended way too much. They've lost their demo. They're going to find it very difficult here to try and defend this second CP of theirs. Coins was actually doing quite a good job putting some pressure on the medic. Medic is very weak, only 20%. Uber charge on him as well, so he's got no safety net there. They're peeking through on the point.
Oh, big Uber, but
it was a fail Uber there. He's
rule.
Didn't manage to get his soldier. They've only got a scout and a medic, and that scout's about to get completely splashed out of this point.
Hunter was about to insta-give three people around himself, too.
Yeah, they were all weak. It was just a bad timing. They must be frustrated, especially from the last game.
This is not
Mistakes like
really
that.
going on well for them at the moment. It's not looking like a third map.
Now, you can't make those kind of mistakes in a LAN environment like this. I mean, you've got a 5 ping. You know, there's nothing to blame for apart from yourself, your reaction times, for missing an Uber like that. But either way, I mean, it's not all about TCM making mistakes. Power are playing pretty solid here. When they've got an advantage, they keep that advantage. So let's see if they change anything up. There's a good chance that Power are just going to keep the same thing. So far, it looks identical.
Again, Bash going up top with Bite
Yep,
down below.
soldiers in right, both
Soldiers
jumping.
in right.
However,
Coin's getting a
both of the
nice two game.
soldiers. Yeah, Coins got it down that time. He actually won the 1v2, but he had help from his demo. Zergs goes down, Skinny
3v3.
takes down Bash. They've gone in. It is two scouts though, and Demo Men, while
First
they've.
demo scout.
The thing is that Bite probably hasn't got that much reload at the moment. They've just given him enough time to do it. They've blocked the point crucially, which is, you know, that's going to stop the reinforcements getting in. There's been a counter rebar. Bite's just wasting most of his ammo again, so if he's trying to fight
Just
against
kept the
two scouts and
point
a
at
medic.
least.
Yeah, they haven't capped it. And Power's here. Power are back. They're not going to get this point.
They're still out, but they're coming back in. Why is Bite
Power should
still
at
on
least
now?
leave someone in there to block it. They need to
Now
get that block
Springer's
on. Good
going, and
timing.
Bite's going.
Coins has been in spawn for
Oof.
20 seconds right now.
That was really close, though.
See, that's the other thing on the block, isn't it? You wait in the spawn and then you get the block on. That's one of the
Now he has a long
reinforcements.
walk. Look at him. A sad man's walk.
Was it worth the risk? Well, in that case, no.
I guess Power is really having their momentum here. TCM is not really he's doing some weird stuff. It's just not unlucky or something. Probably
Well,
like you said, Arcs, they're probably down from the last match.
there's going to be a bit of frustration, a bit of venting. And the thing is, Power aren't playing that standard. They've gone right three times, well, twice in a row. No, three times in a row. And sending their soldiers up. And to be honest, like that last round, they got something together on middle. But it didn't work out for them in the deathmatch at the end. However, TCM, a bit of a messy push here. I'm just trying to find out where Bite is. If I'm not mistaken, he
He's
didn't
on
go
the
with them.
second. No, he was just
See,
pushing out again.
this
When
is
he
what I
heard
don't
the Uber.
like. I don't like this about TCM. And I mean, yeah, it's fine doing a pocket demo. We all know it works. But you can't just abandon your entire team, like, say, cooler push and then you back out. Because I mean, yeah, Bite, you're good, but you're not. What are you going to do here? Like, I know, like, I'm going to say that and he's going to kill six of them. But just what are you going to do here in this situation? I mean, it's lucky that Power's. Okay, you've done quite a lot, I'll give you that. But it shouldn't have happened.
It was weird, so weird again. He probably heard they Ubered and then he waited and then everybody got raped and then he decided to go back to second already.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, Xerox is covering the flank over on the left, so that's good. Nothing's gonna get through. Demo got hit quite hard there, Bash. Now TCM trying to get back in here. Through the garage, they did fall out and got a little bit isolated. Soldiers jumping over the top, gets a big hit on the medic, two big hits. Coins takes down Kynel. Xerox still though in the deathmatch. In fact, there's the two TCM scouts right now against the demo and a scout. Demo gets focused. That scout's going down as well with the medic.
This is like you said, just take a little bit of risk instead of just playing it like the book. And it's working out for TCM right now. It's what they need to do. They need to be some more aggressive. They only have 50 minutes and they're 2 rounds behind. They
Well,
need to win this.
power gaming are like a big dictionary of pushes, like. They know when they can push and when they'll win, and when they can't push and when they'll lose. So you mix it up a little bit, you know, they're just thinking, oh, they can't push us now. Bam, you push them. What the hell? What do we do? You know, it's a bit of surprise, bit of momentum, bit of aggression, and they hate it. Uber versus non-Uber, they're not going to get that medic in time. They are, however, capping the point, which is a good thing. They've got the scouts on there. So at least that's in there. Now they're carrying on pushing. This is good. We like this. Medic goes down. So now they can either, they can retreat and take back the, well, just keep hold of the advantage that they've got just by having
no,
the point.
No, medic down.
It's not bring so much down. The medic advantage, it's the point advantage. I mean, if you think about it, they used that Uber, equalized the enemy's Uber advantage, and got the capture point. So out of that, they still gained. They gained a capture point, and they've still managed to hold on to it because they kept their demo alive. So that's, you know, TCM definitely did a good trade. Whether they could have done more, that's a different story. They might have been able to capture last or, you know, maintain an Uber advantage by keeping their medic alive. But right now, they're even only... Well, they're exactly the same as they were 2 minutes ago, only now they have capture point 4 instead. Before, they only had 3. It's pretty safe to say also on Granary that we're not going to see any class switches, not during the mid-fights anyway. We might see some class switches on last, like now we've got a sniper. Wee man, except for Boxer, who's like over 30. But anyway, enough StarCraft talk. This is Team Fortress 2. This is the game we're here to see.
Come okay. on, TCM. You need to make a move. Time is ticking. You need 3 rounds.
They do, don't they? They need 3. That's... See, at the moment, they might
start
be
with
playing
one,
for the
though.
Draw.
Oh, don't pop there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's, especially with a heavy, you're not catching up with anything.
Give it
no,
away.
Power still has Uber, and they are running out, probably. Heavy's getting raped. Oh, they're still Ubered.
Yeah, that wasn't necessary. They didn't need to Uber then. But that was a stupid idea, pushing the heavy, and no one else even came in, because they just got piped off by Sticky.
Look at Bite right now, he's still defending second, while his team is probably pushing first.
Yep. Pretty much.
It's just so...
Look at him.
Weird. It's
no,
so
it's,
weird.
It's fine, because if his team can buy Bite enough time, then he can hold them off for long enough.
So
I
pills.
Don't think he has.
Which is not really working out right now.
Right. Xerox didn't stay in the spawn. That's very unlike him. I would have thought he'd stay in the spawn and try for a back cap. It's pretty obvious, but it can still fool a team. It does on numerous occasions. Power with momentum, they have Uber. They will probably be pushing this. They'll also want to push it as quick as possible to minimize TCM's advantage if it fails. So in they go. This is what I mean. TCM would sit in this garage for 30 seconds before they run out the door. Power, it's gone. We're through. I mean, they're cleaning up players. They're getting a significant amount of time on the point.
They're really just all over, yeah.
And on top, okay, the only thing now is that they have an Uber disadvantage. That's Power Gaming. But TCM have still got to do this push on them. And all that's going to happen is they're going to bait him. You'll probably see Bite getting close up. There's only a demo medic. Okay, the soldier's quite close as well. You might see him go up to the door. He's got an Uber on him, so he's going to be so tempted right now to go for this and just Uber out and push. But every second they wait...
Now again, they're still waiting. Now Power has an Uber again, and now they're pushing out. And now Power...
drop someone.
And yeah, there's the first TCM player going down, and now Power is Uber.
Springer
this
didn't do a good
job there.
This
is already a lost round again.
The thing is, I wouldn't have said to necessarily push like against them even when you had the Uber. You could have. I mean, they might not have known how
they
big
just
their
waited.
Uber advantage were. But the fact is, they waited and then tried to push them. I don't,
they didn't
gonna...
know that Power was so close. They didn't know what we saw.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but again, it took them a good 30 seconds before they started to push, because... TCM was on 90%, and then I saw Kainal having 17%. So, I mean, that's just so big advantage, you just need to push. And they were right at the doors as well.
It also depends on if you know the advantage, though. I mean, they might not have known how big their advantage was, but the fact that they had the intention to try and push out from there, they might as well have done it when they had Uber, just on the off chance that Power didn't have an Uber, which they didn't, so it would have paid off, but instead they waited. Scout flank coming around, they've got Bite and the Medic. Medic goes down. Only Bite survives, he's falling back. Might be able to force out an Uber if they try and push in. And midpoint is captured.
I really think that TCM should have like a numlock, a fragger on the team, because there's so many like opportunities. If there was like a demo man just staying there, giving his life for like a push, they'd have it back. Demo man's so destructive, and I know like putting up traps like slows down offense, but it's not good.
This Bite is somehow really waiting a lot. Maybe being too defensive, playing it too safe. But it's like you say, pure. Just some real aggressive player would do good.
The thing is, it's about how much you should value your own life. And you get players who value their own life way too much, and you get other players who value it way too little. And what I mean is that the pure examples would be Bite is a demo man, you know, he will fall back when he's three quarters health, and sit behind the crates and stuff to get heals, just to make sure that he doesn't die to two stickies or two rockets. Then you get soldiers who will rocket jump, like, they'll think, oh, okay, well, I'm going to rocket jump over on the medic, my team don't necessarily need me, and if I get the medic, we're suddenly going to be in a better position. No, not always. Sometimes you rocket jump over, and you realize that actually you were the only one who could defend your medic. So, you know, you've messed up. Now, TCM, it appears that they've got...
Somehow they can push without an Uber now.
Now time's running out. So, basically, they need to do it. They 7 minutes 29, they need to start pushing. They need 4 rounds. So, basically, Ubers aren't an option anymore. Like, they just have to carry the momentum. And you might find that because they're now panicked and they're rushing and they're forced to play more aggressive, you might even find that they're a much better team. Because before, they were way too defensive.
Yeah, I agree. This could still be a clean game for TCM.
Oh, Hunter with the sneaky back.
On the scouts.
Nice!
Now X-Men is giving Hunter a massage, definitely.
7 minutes, two wipes in the middle, you could have it.
They could have it. They are going to have to go absolutely nuts here. Both are on Uber. So they're not trying to crit screen strategy, which, to be honest, is really predictable. And I wouldn't recommend it against Power either, because if the second they find out you've got crits, they'll sit back and they'll just wait, even if it's all the way back to their last, just to stall you.
Power doing a different route to middle now. Instead of going right, they're going standard, basically.
The two scouts for TCM are still alive, though. And
Kynel down.
Yes, they've managed to get the medic down. And to be honest, they're running out of damage dealing classes, so their demo man's really weak. Bite turns into missive aggressive, you know. He decides to chase players.
So he committed on the point that round, yeah. He was all over it.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. I mean, they realize that time's an issue. I mean, they ideally wanted to kill that demo. I mean, he was so weak. He's taken a health kit, and he's still, like, only half health. The thing is, TCM have played like this for years now. They, this team... Actually, no, when I say TCM, I mean Bite. He's played like this for years. Now, when Yo-Yo Tech had Numlocked, or even before, like in Veil, when they had Josh... They were ridiculously fast-paced and aggressive, and I think Bite slowed them down way too much. It can be effective, but just sometimes it's a bit you know, it's not enough.
Yeah, but look at the rape that is going on right now with just a little bit of effort. I don't know if they're kind of going to manage it, but it looks like it.
Yeah, they will, they will. The thing is, yeah, exactly. They're not valuing their luck. They're making pushes. They're carrying the momentum. It's completely throwing
they
power.
They know what's at stake right now, and they know what's... Yeah, there we go. Come on, just two more rounds like this.
If you get power, let's do it the other way. If power are comfortable, like, they've got a set-up defense, you're going to find it so difficult to break them. If power haven't had time to set up yet, they're just like any other team. Like, there's nothing special about them. You've got just as much chance against them as, say, well, against my team, for example. They're not good, but power are exceptional when it's 6v6. They're set up, they know their defense, they know their roles, and that's it. And now they're pushing in very, very aggressive. Maybe too aggressive. A lot of damage there. Xerox is actually getting healed up, so that's fine. Skinny's also weak, but that's only the scouts. Power's heavy classes are raped here. Their medic's got like one health left. They've tried to go back. See, power have gone into ultra defensive mode now because they're trying to burn down the clock as much as possible. And TCM have now gone into aggressive.
TCM should be going. Come on, go, 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 go. Uber in.
They should, but don't overextend too much. They need to push in, bearing in mind that power have got an Uber. And they're going to keep slowing this down.
Kainel popped early.
Now, there's still 3 minutes. This is plenty of time. If they can get this point, this capture point, they can even build an Uber and then hope for a roll on the next round. Like, they have captured this point, so they're good. Now's a good time to save your demo, because you're going to need him for last. You're going to need him so you can bait the enemy team onto the point. Now, they're going in without an Uber here. Well, at least
they're
going to
suicide some classes.
Uber's not really different
much.
Yeah,
but the thing is that now they might have overextended a bit. If they can get that medic down,
which
they have.
Oh, two down.
Have they?
No, this will be it. Yeah.
There we go. Guys, wow. We have a game here. We have a game.
What the
three
hell?
Minutes, 3 minutes on the clock. They've turned up the aggression as all of us said they need to do. They've turned it up, and the only reason why they've turned it up, which is the sad thing, is because they're under pressure. They have nothing to lose. Why can't they adopt this attitude at the start of a game and say, we have nothing to lose, let's go in, let's just rape them. Now, Power have the option here to be really defensive. They're both running Uber again because they're building up at the same rate, unless they're both running Kritzkrieg. TCM need to go pretty much all in. Power might even try really defensive here to try and hold last, and I think that would be a mistake. Nope, they are coming back into middle. The scouts are raping them, and this looks like the TCM dream is going to be over. Unless you can get some
power medic
from Xerox and Springer. They probably need to go for this, to be honest. They've got 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Isn't it going to be a golden cap?
I don't know.
It's best of
TCM,
three, so
TCM
there needs to be a winner.
Argue, yeah, TCM will argue that it should be a golden cap. Now, it depends on how the tournament works. Some tournaments say best of three, a win and a draw wins. Just because, you haven't lost two maps, kind of. Like, I don't know. Basically, TCM will say, yeah, there has to be a golden cap. Other tournaments
I think they're going to push with Uber right now.
See, that's it. You can get best of threes, which are like first to two, or you can get the best kind of average score on two maps, and the third is a decider map. So it depends on which style they're actually playing.
Either go nut nuts, it's too late already, but if you go in now, you're gonna have Uber, dude.
Well, the thing is, they've got to hold this for even if there is a chance of getting a golden cap. They've got a minute, and Power's got an organized push on the cards here. They will be throwing that in.
Too heavy.
This is the last push. This could, end all of our speculation about golden caps. This could be it. Uber's been popped. Xerox does go down. That heavy weapons guy is in the mix. Power falling out, and they will come back in.
Skull behind.
Don't get too distracted. The rest are coming in.
Power is knocking up front.
You need to hold this for another 30 seconds, yeah? And they've got the main advantage, well, did have, and the respawn advantages here. They've lost two. You should not be losing this.
Come on.
Right, TCM are going to hold this, pending some crazy
kill the medic. Kill
or
the, yeah, nice. No, Sniff's just spawned. If he manages to backup this, I'm gonna personally donate 1,000 euros to Snitch.
Yeah, to be honest, I probably would have joined in with that bet. Well, that thing. So, it looks like, yeah. So what now?
It's and then the contest is best of three, so there should be a winner on each map, as far as I know.
By the looks of
golden
it.
Cup.
That's good. We'd prefer it this way.
Come on, give us a third map.
It might mean the difference between me having casted 5 hours of TF2 today or me having casted 3 hours of TF2 today.
Well, this still isn't the final, eh? Remember, it's the Winter Assembly bronze finale.
Oh, yeah,
basically,
I know.
Considering who's third and who's fourth on Assembly LAN.
Yep. So I don't cast for 4 months, 5 months, or something like that, and then I craft an entire day's worth of TF2. Cool.
That's great, huh?
It is indeed. Got quite a lot of people in the mumble.
Now Moose is saying they won and that they're checking the rules, but Nah, that's bullshit. If they're using ETF12 rules, they should do a golden cap.
See, the thing is that I hate these situations on LAN because it should be made very clear right at the start. Because it's the most awkward thing arguing against. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're enemy TF2 teams, but at the end of the day, you're all kind of mates. Like, you know, you go there, you have a big drinking session, you don't want any bitter feelings, you want to enjoy it. Even though you're technically taking money off of each other.
Yeah, but also, this bullshit is getting everybody out of their momentum. And some big people can really get heaped up, especially, like, by knowing X-Men and know it's at stake that they want this golden camp to continue. And then by being all out of the game, maybe continuing. And, well, it could work out really bad for them.
The other thing is, if you're promoting a spectator, like TF2 as a spectator sport, then you need this to be exciting. The thing is, Moose, if that's what the rules say, that's what the rules say. You have to stick with it. You can't make an exception. They could say, okay, look, you've won it, but let's have a golden cap just to see what the outcome would have been. But if that's what the rules say, then that's what should go down.
Lol, you've got to be joking me. I thought Assembly LAN used the ETF12 rules. I mean, it would be silly to use otherwise. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow.
See, the pauses is one thing, but a technicality like this coupled with that, it's a little bit ridiculous.
See, that's the other thing, isn't it? Like, what would have happened if both of those, you know, because remember we were talking CP Well is resulting with one cap difference where two players have crashed, which technically there's a high probability that cost them the round, which caused them to lose. So that, just assume, if there hadn't been those crashes, that would have been a tie. This one would have been a tie. So then there would be a decider map, winner takes all. But because of basically two rules at the moment, I'm not saying TCM are getting, like, you know, conned out of the thing. It does say it in the rules, but in a different rule set, then right now we'd probably be ready to witness one of the most exciting TF2, matches LAN at LAN that has ever happened. But instead of that, I mean, it is hard luck for TCM because, I mean, we all want to see a Golden Cap. We want to see a decider map, to be honest. Not just have this kind of anticlimactic ending. But I mean, I can feel their rage, but at the same time, if the rules say it, I can see where Power is standing for. They're not being bad sportsmanship. They're just, according to the rules, they've won the prizes, fair and square. So you're basically asking them to say, okay, let's scrap the rules and we'll give you another shot at taking away our prizes that we've earned. So, I see where they're coming from. It is a bit rubbish from a spectator's point of view. But I mean, Power have done no wrong and TCM, well, it's kind of hard luck, really. I think the crashes part was a bit lame because it was out of their control kind of thing. And I think as soon as you could pause it, it's a lot better for everyone.
It was funny though. I was talking to my friend Pokey, and he was asking why they weren't using a sniper. And one of my answers was like more of like a respect thing, because with sniper, it's a silent class that just picks you off. And it's the same thing with like spies and all the weird classes. Like at the high level, especially on LAN, I kind of view it as you guys got to run scouts, or maybe every once in a while go off. But and then when it comes to something like rules and a gameplay, like a team could have chosen to like waited 1 point, like not taking 2 points when everyone was going down. And you can't really like talk about the Springer not being there for the last round. That's just bad luck. But I wouldn't say it's for the fans, because it's not really for the Source TV people. But third place at some TF2 LAN in Scandinavia, I mean, just try to enjoy the game.
Yeah, but the it should be best of three.
Now, as I said, I think the crashes was a bit, especially considering everyone else. Like, we've had crashes in all of the games that we've casted today, and everyone else has paused it immediately before they've even, timed out. Like, before they've left the server from the crash, it's been, oh, he's crashed like this. Okay, instant pause. There's no question about it. It's just, paused.
Yeah, but
And then.
if it's best of okay, yeah. Nice.
I mean, yeah, I know we're the best of three, but I mean, you could say it as like basically what Power is saying. It's not best of three; it's a decider. So basically, it's best of two, but in the event of a tie, then there's a decider map. See, that isn't technically best of three, which is what the rules are saying, but they might have said in the schedule that it's best of three, which is technically the wrong wording.
Well, it definitely says in the rules, if the match ends to equal points, the match is a draw.
Well, it's interesting.
Well, the word on the floor is that things are heating up over there, which I can imagine. I mean, TCM didn't
Can we get
come to
live
LAN.
video? Do we have live video coming through right now? Come on.
Maybe in Finnish. Let's see.
Is Leo
Come
Geo
on, fight,
there?
fight, fight.
No, there's only a Finnish cast of Counter-Strike going on.
Maybe I'll have them in the background. The thing is that at LAN, when you actually get into a discussion with them, everyone's so polite about it still, but you're just proper fuming underneath. You're just like inside. You're just ugh. It's hilarious because I mean, we've been in similar disputes when we were playing for TLR, one of the I series. We were against Watcher 2 on a fast lane, and they tied up a cap in overtime when there shouldn't have been overtime. Or something like this, or and on the next map there wasn't overtime. I can't remember exactly what it was, but basically, we were having this massive debate, which was basically that was yeah, it was to do with overtime. It was on Fastlane. The last capture point was taking ages to capture, and the map ended a good 8 seconds or so before like they captured it. Like they just stepped on the point as the map ended, killed us all, and the time left was still saying 0, 0, 0, 0, like for the whole time that the cap was going up. But it never actually said like overtime, and that was to tie up the game, which would have taken it to a golden cap. So we were saying, well, look, we defended this point because we defended the last on Fastlane for 23 minutes. Like, I think the score ended as 1-1. We couldn't push out and we couldn't really be bothered either. And they got that cap, like, in the last few seconds. And in the end, yeah, we had a golden cap for it. We actually won the golden cap. But that was proper rage, like, just having that argument with the other team. It's like, you're all trying to be nice, but at the same time, you're thinking, you bastards, you're trying to cheat us, like... It just wasn't working.
Well, I have a lot of shout-outs coming into this as well. And one of the most obvious statements is what the Assembly LAN comes down to is amazing trolling power by Power Gaming, leading them to a victory for third place. It's kind of harsh, but at some point I see it. But they did, however, follow the rules, so... I don't know, we will still be hearing a lot of this, but they can't really be blamed, though it isn't fair play.